function, to where we can handle this and move forward with things a little bit easier. So what we're proposing is a new ordinance where we will have a code enforcement officer that will then write out the tickets for people who are not complying with our other ordinances, whether it be animals, whether it be building codes. And when I say that, I mean that's after we've tried to talk with them, we tried to work with them, they still either ignore us or don't want anything about it. Where this is only our last resort, this is where we can now do it for the county. So for the next 20 minutes or so, that's what this needs for, is to get input, or if you have any questions about this, why we're doing it, what we're going to do, what it involves. What this is going to be is if a person gets to the point where they do need to be cited or ticketed, it'll range anywhere from $300 to $500 per incident. Unfortunately, I've had a few people have told me that Fountain Breeze has lots of ordinances, but they have a big bark but no bite. And so we're going to make sure that we want to enforce our ordinances, because if you don't enforce them, why have them? So, can I give you information? Like I said, they'll be for both criminal and civil activities. Anywhere from single violations to multiple violations that can be done. The criminal ones will also be handled by the county, but the civil ones if this ordinance is passed, will then be enforced by our code enforcement officer. And I will tell you this, she does a fantastic job of trying to work with people to get them to comply with the ordinances. It's just the ones who are kind of, for lack of a better term, thumb their nose at Fountain Green City. So we felt like it would be better for Fountain Green City to take this over and do it ourselves than try to run it through the county, because they're also busy with other things. We're down the list on priorities, because the county business comes first, and of course the prison is right there with the county, so we're underneath that. So without having to read the whole ordinances or anything like that, if you have any questions, please ask. Yes, ma'am.
What type of city ordinances are we talking about? Are you talking about building codes, planning, zoning,
building codes, violations?
Animals.
Animals, I understand.
Yeah.
So
let's say, for example,
nuisance problems, but what I'm wondering on the planning and zoning, where we've got the county as actually the inspector, where will that differentiate when the city can come in and enforce that code, or the county would have to?
So the county only enforces it if you have to go down to the county to get a building permit. So, for example, say you and Jake decide you want to build a great big shed down at by your house, and you don't go to the planning and zoning. We go and talk to him, we say you need to go to the planning and zoning to get this resolved. You refuse to do that, that's when we would then issue a citation.
Does the citation have a fee attached to each citation individually? Is it a weighted one, or how does that help?
So the minimum amount is $300. It can go up to $500 per incident.
So the bottom line, you are violating something, your fee right up front is $300.
But again, we try to work with people. What this is for is for people who will not listen to what we have to tell them and comply with the ordinance. They flat out refuse to.
So so I've been working with Amy on this. So if there's a violation, then she lets them know, and she gives them like a 30-day window to come into compliance. After that, that's when the fees come into effect.
And then how is the city going to enforce that if they refuse to pay those fees?
They'll end up having to go to court. It'll be the court will be held here in Fountain Green City. We've already cleared all this with the judge, and we've got this set up. He says, "Yeah, we can enforce this, and he can take care of it for our behalf."
So we know we're covered. It's all been set up.
Correct.
Okay. And then the income still comes to Fountain Green.
The rest of the let's make sure I understood it correctly. I think Rich and I might have been the only two that were here for that public meeting about it. ultimately, shall if the enforcement comes, if they don't comply, from the initial ticket,
from the initial ticket,
the daily fine for non-compliance, ultimately you can leave your house. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You can write off the sheet.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's
so that's the ultimate compliance monitor. You can leave the house.
This is basically what Ephraim City does, what Nephi does. We've had Shay's help with this to give us information that other cities are doing. So we're following the same pattern that other cities are doing. This is not something we decide to make up on our own. This is what other cities are doing. So we've had a lot of input from both. I know a lot from Ephraim. Shay's been really helpful about helping us put this together to make sure that we're in compliance. This is what other cities are doing.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
At the rate that citations have been made, what would be like a annual revenue estimate? Hopefully zero.
Yeah, that's the goal. But
it's not a revenue-making program.
No, it's not designed.
But it brings in revenue. I'm asking like for ideological reasons. I just am curious.
Yeah.
We're not anticipating this is going to bring probably less than $5,000 a year in. That's not our goal. Our goal is to put it so people have to comply. After we try to talk to them, they've ignored us.
Yeah, because some of these compliance issues are health and safety issues for citizens, so we need to address that.
Other questions? Will, you got a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah. How does notification happen with Amy? Is it through the mail? Does she go personally?
She goes personally and talks to them.
And if she goes personally, does she go alone?
She goes alone unless she feels like there's an issue, then she has the sheriff's backup.
Okay.
Yeah. But and then we've had people where she's talked to them two or three times and they flat out won't answer their phone, won't answer their door. We just send them a certified letter as well to let them know what the next steps are going to be. So we've done everything in our power to try to get in contact with them, help them to understand. And when she goes and talks with somebody, she brings the ordinance with her, and it gives them a copy of the ordinance to show them why they're in violation, whether it be building or whether it be animals. So there's no question of why she's talking to them.
If there's a fire problem, if their weeds are, 3 feet high all around the building, I'm sure that there's an ordinance for that.
There is an ordinance for that, but again, for this year, we did have people with high weeds around their house, but before we sent Amy out, we consulted with the fire department and got Todd's input on what we should do, and his input, because if you notice the problem they had of Mill Creek when the guy was trying to cut some weeds down with his lawnmower and burnt those two complexes down.
Yeah.
He felt like that we should just let them go for right now because too much of a fire hazard. Try to help them cut those down, so we just let it go for this year.
Well, you let it go for my neighbor too, because he doesn't cut his down.
Yep.
So how come?
Don't want to start a fire.
Well, really, I don't want to start a fire, but put Anne Lee.
But if we're mowing, it's really dry. It could start the fire.
We're talking
years and years and years.
It's wet now.
Oh, I didn't
talk. So we did talk as a fire department. We did talk to a couple of people and had some weeds taken care of. But yeah, with as dry as it was this summer, getting out and cutting with a lawnmower or there was one fire that was started because the guy was shoveling and hit a rock and it sparked and started. So,
now.
Well, there's, that's out of my purview, sorry.
Other questions? Like I say, we're not here to penalize, to immediately go after and penalize people and to say, sorry, you violated this, we're going to fine you right up front. I will say that Amy is very, very good about working with people. And some of these before she does anything, particularly the ones that come with the building codes, is run through the city council first.
Was the planning commission?
Mm-hmm. Not the planning commission, city council. Now, the ones for animals, she has the full right to be able to do that, but Jeremy.
Just kind of going off of James' comment, how many people are in serious violation right now?
Three.
Okay. So, there you
go. I mean, if you notice, give you an example, down on Stacy before South, there in Linda Larson's place, there was a motorhome that was parked there, and they were living in the motorhome. We asked them to stop that. We also told them they couldn't park the motorhome there because it was too far out into city property. They were very compliant about it. They said, the problem is, we know we got to move it, but it'll be moved over to Mount Pleasant to a storage shed, but they couldn't get to it until 2 weeks later. So we said, and Amy said, okay, we'll give you the 2 weeks, not a problem. They had a problem with that, another problem. They actually called Amy 3 days before their expiration date and said, can you give me until Tuesday of the following week to get it moved? Because she explained the problem to us. We said, yep, that's not a problem. And by that Tuesday, it was gone. So that's the type of thing we want to do with people is work with them. We do have a couple that have just flat out thumbed their nose at us and refused to do anything. In fact, we had one that we sent us. They won't answer the phone. They won't answer the door. Even when the sheriff's department stopped by, they wouldn't answer. We sent a certified letter to them, and they sent it back. So, as a city, we try to work with everyone. We take the input from the planning and zoning. We take the input from the council. Let Amy know what we need to do. And then she gives us input on her perspective, what she's found out. She does, like I said, a very good job of doing this investigation. Any other questions? Comments? Okay. If you don't have any more comments, then we'll close this meeting and we'll be ready to go for City Council at 7:30. So thank you very much for your attendance. Hope you'll stay for City Council.